Strange Adventure. The fierce African sun beat down upon the two white men as they stepped out of the jungle into the clearing and entered the small native village. The tall, middle-aged Englishman, who is the magistrate for this almost forgotten corner of the world, turned to his companion.
Well, Professor, here we are at last. Sorry we had such a walk.
The short, stocky American mopped his brow.
Oh, I needed the exercise. It looks like we have a welcoming committee.
As the men were about halfway down the short street, a small, wizened old man came out to meet them. The magistrate recognized the witch doctor.
Hello, Gura. My friend and I come to visit your village, to make talk with your chief.
The witch doctor shook his head solemnly, the cowrie-shelled ornaments rattling as he moved.
No, Bwana. It is bad to make talk with chief now. He is mad with blood fever and has killed 5 men he feared. He accused them of making the magic of the hair.
Well, where is he now?
In his hut, with his big knife and hunting spear. He fears the juju and has the lust to kill.
Thank you, Gura, thank you. But that man is dangerous to the whole village. I say, call some of your bravest warriors and tell them to meet me before the hut of the chief.
The professor was puzzled by the words of the witch doctor.
What did he mean by the magic of the hair?
The men stepped into the shade of a hut, and the magistrate explained.
Well, all the tribes believe in a jungle magic they call juju. Now, one of the strongest jujus is the magic of the hair. If an enemy gets hold of one of your hairs, boils it with something to indicate the kind of death he wishes for you, I say you're jolly well done for.
A few minutes later, the white men and a small party of warriors entered the dark, squalid hut of the chief. The tall, powerfully built man surveyed his intruders with a malevolent glance and lifted his short hunting spear, pointing it toward the officers. His face now distorted into a mad, mad grimace, and the Britisher knew that he would soon run amok, spilling the blood of anyone in his path. Then, at a signal from the magistrate, 2 warriors stepped behind the chief. Then everything seemed to happen at once. The chief went down under the weight of the warriors, and soon he was trussed like a jungle animal. The imprisoned chief knew the evidence of guilt was against him, knew the penalty for murder under the white man's law. He remained unmoved as the magistrate pronounced the sentence, death by hanging. The witch doctor watched the proceedings stoically, never saying a word until after the noose had tightened about the neck of the condemned man. Then he walked over to the 2 white men.
Great white Bwanas, you think the death of our chief will stop the belief in the magic of the hair, but you have only proven the power of this juju. Come.
The men followed the witch doctor into one of the huts. In the center of the hut was a half-filled calabash. The old man dipped into the container and lifted out a small lock of hair and a few strands of rope. Before the chief had killed the 5 men, they had stolen some hair from the chief and made a great juju. They had condemned their victim to death by hanging by the magic of the hair.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.